Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down.
Alrighty, that was Twin Soul by Jean Christie Drinkle, and she is over there on the Golden Ring Healing Fountain place. And today, of course, as you all know, we have our awesome and amazing musical psychic, Pamela. And how are you doing today?
I'm okay. Wow, what an introduction. Thank you. And I really love that song. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get that song for my own radio station, you know, because that is just, and for myself, you know.
Yeah.
So after, you're going to have to send me that information, Kelly, on her
I actually think she's got it. Well, let me look here really quick. She's got that posted on YouTube. It's just if you go to www.youtube.com and then / it's JeannenCHristi. Oh boy,
wait a minute.
JeannenCHristie. Jeannie Christie. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
great.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of stuff. It's really cool. She does a bunch of, because they do she writes and performs, you know, most of the music for her she's got a blog talk radio. Golly, I can't even talk today. either my speech angels went on vacation, or it's Mercury retrograde. Take your pick. It's a brain fart day, man. It's like I'm going, I know what I want to say, and my mouth is not working.
I'm just grateful that we're on the air. Oh, my God. Last Tuesday night, I couldn't even get into my host queue. I tried. So, and I apologize to people. I tried so many times, and I even called up, you know, customer service, and they gave me another phone number, and I couldn't go in. And finally, I was like, I surrender. You know, because, Angela Bixby is calling me. I'm trying to figure this out. And I'm like, oh, my God,
no.
You know. And, you know, but, I tried so many times. And finally, I was like, I just got to let it go. Obviously, for some reason, we're not supposed to do the show tonight. So, you know.
Universe decreed it shall not happen.
right. And
oh,
I've learned that there's always next week when it comes to the radio.
Right.
You know, because sometimes I get so nervous. Oh, my God, what's going to – and, you know, there's always next week.
There's always next week, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because at least I know I showed up. I was, you know, I was accountable, you know, and that's all I can do is show up. And what happens is in the universe's hand. And that is the theme for today, let go and let God, you know.
Oh, nice. I wondered. I haven't had a chance to ask you about what today's theme was, and I was like, that seems to be a really good one, especially in a Mercury retrograde.
you never know what's going to happen. And I do have a couple announcements. Let me just take a sip of water. The day just flew away. I was eating my lunch, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 3:15. I'm not going to be able to finish my lunch. So I got half my lunch in the refrigerator. So you can't talk. I can't finish my lunch, but I did do something today, which I'm very excited about. It's not on Amazon because they don't have coupons. It's in Smashwords, which is for indie authors, self-published authors. My book is. I was going to do it for a week, and then I saw that they're doing it, having the special for July. Maybe it's Christmas in July. A lot of the indie authors are giving off a huge percentage of their book or free, but I respect myself, so I'm sorry I'm not giving this book for free. But I am giving it for 75% off. I was going to do it for a week, and they have it for the month of July, and honestly, I don't know how long I'm going to do it for. So right now, my ebook is usually $3.99, and with 75% off, the way they round it off, it's actually 74% off, is that it's a dollar. For my ebook, which is a great bargain. You can go to my website, www.pamelacummins.com, that's CUMMINS.com. You can go to Smashwords and look for Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, but honestly, it'd probably be easier to find it on my website than, you can always, put that in if you want. Right. And they have a coupon there. Because you'll see it's $3.99, and then they'll give you a coupon code, and you put that in, and you get a percentage off, which is really awesome that so many other authors do it. The thing that I love about Smashwords, besides treating their authors really well, giving them a higher percentage than anybody else, is that they format it in many different forms. Barnes & Nobles, Amazon Kindle, the iPad, Apple, they even have PDF, and I think there's another form, publishers. So you can get the book on any different kind of electric, device, including if you have a desktop like I do. I use a desktop. I'm a little old-fashioned. I prefer that. You can get it on that. And, again, there's a lot of really good authors out there who are self-published because it's a great age when it comes to authors because for many years we would have to go through publishers and they would dictate the title, the cover, the even your creativity. Oh, yeah, even your creativity, because you would write it some way, and they would look, and they'd be like, well, that's not going to sell. We want it done this way. And that's what's so wonderful. Now, granted, there are some authors out there who don't really, you know, do enough editing and everything else, and that's one of the things, especially
right.
Mark Coakland of Smashwords says, is you really need to edit. I mean, my book was edited so many times, you know, and for all I know, there could be a typo in there. You know, it took me 2 years to do my ebook. Yeah, it really, I mean, it's
takes
a
while,
lot of, yeah, it's a lot of work, a lot of rewrites. I had so many people edit it and, you know, picking the right cover and everything else. So it is. But it is a great time for authors. So if anyone is thinking about, you know, writing a book, I would definitely say go for it. Just be patient and don't rush it. Because if you rush it, then, you know, people are going to be like, ugh. You know, because even in publishers' books, you know, regularly, you know, by the big publishers, I find typos.
Right.
You know, people are human.
Yeah, I know. I should have been a proofreader. It's like, I know they're always looking for proofreaders, and I know proofreaders are at least paid a decent wage, and it's like, I'm just trying to figure out how to get connected there, because my mother was a teacher, among other things, and my English skills are pretty good.
Well, you know what? You might be proofreading for me, my dear.
Sounds good. One thing I know we're talking on today is Tim said that he actually bought a book. He bought a book to give away, and it's one of your books. So we get the privilege of giving away one of your soft cover books that's in paperback, you know, in print, about at the 45-minute mark today. So he said, well, you know, it's not going to be autographed, but, you know, if people really want it autographed, you know, whoever wins it really wants it autographed, they can, you know, pop it in the mail to you and, you know, give some return postage, and we would probably be very happy to autograph it for whoever our lucky winner is today. So be looking for that. That 45-minute mark. I'm going to do what I did yesterday. It's like I just had, you know, kind of like the little pieces of paper, and it's like just shook them up in a little, you know, basically a popcorn bag. Fisher and go, oh, there's the number. I also realized from our queue, it's like I have to put the same numbers back in because there's so much, like in our chat rooms and, you know, in the queue, it's like there's so many numbers bop in and out. It's like if you pick 8, you know, like all 3 times, even if it comes up, it's like it's somebody different every time. I was like, wow.
That's funny. I actually get my cats. I've done that where I'll just, like, shake it up, and I'll be like, okay, which one? And wherever their paw goes first, that's the one. You know, I've done drawings that way. Yeah, I thought it was kind of neat because then I don't want anyone to say, oh, you know, and it's like, hey, my cat picked it, you know.
My cat, exactly. Marcy. They're useful, as well as decorative.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They definitely have their pluses. The other thing is I have my radio show on tonight, excuse me, the Love Channel show. The call-in number is 646-478-0020. I will not have chat on tonight because I am doing the show by myself, and I just can't look at chat and do the show by myself. It's just impossible. The topic is love thyself, and basically it is on self-love. I know I did it at the spiritual connection, but I really feel it's a topic that needs to be repeated and repeated because, let's face it, self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem is a lifetime job. It's a lifetime job. And I will be doing a meditation. And if you have, you know, any questions concerning the topic, you know,
I'll volunteer because, you know, the really cool thing? My daughter's team won 4th place out of 20 teams. They got little individual trophies. I'm so proud of her. Anyway, but it frees up my evening. So it's like, if you would like someone to do chat with you this evening, I would be happy to volunteer.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great because,
numbers? I do. I absolutely do. 646-478-0020. Is that right?
0020.
Okay, good. I can press enter. There we go. Okay, that's at 8 p.m. Eastern,
Eastern
time, right? Okay.
Yeah, because after 9 o'clock, I turn into a pumpkin. You know, seriously. Although I admit, sometimes I stay up to like 12. Yeah, sometimes I'll stay up to 12, 1 o'clock in the morning reading a good book. I'm bad for doing that. And then the next day I feel it. It's funny because, you know, I haven't drank in many years, a couple decades actually. And, you know, so I don't stay up that late anymore. But if I do, it's usually reading a good book. Occasionally I am a dirty stay out and I'll be out with people. But, you know. Yeah, I guess I feel like an old lady, you know, but, you know.
You sure don't sound like one, but anyway. Okay.
I don't feel like it.
Several people. Yeah, I know. I don't either.
You know?
I mean, there's times I don't want to look in the mirror because I'm going, who is that person in the mirror?
I mean, I feel like
the inner person here.
Honestly, sometimes I feel it in the morning, you know, when you wake up and you hear those comedians
right.
that say, you know, you wake up and it's like, what did I do during the night? It's like a workout, you know, because your body's all achy.
I'm like a bowl of Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, I got to massage my neck. I can barely move it, you know.
I'm happier today, though. We started out today going to the chiropractor first thing, so we had snap, crackle, pop first thing this morning. It was awesome. Oh, golly. All right. And, of course, you guys know we've been having a lot of the bewitched moment going on here. It's like, you know, if Blog Talk pops you out of queue, just pop yourself back in, call back in. If it kicks you out of chat, just call, you know, log back in because, And it's nothing personal because I've been hosting, and it's like as a host of the chat room, it'll kick me out of chat too. So it's nothing really. There's no discrimination here. It kicks everybody out. Just so long as our listeners realize that and go, I got, you know, cut off. It's like, no, we didn't do that, really. It's like we don't know what it is, the gremlins and the lines, because it wasn't us. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, our first caller here is area code 484. You are on with us.
Hello.
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 Hi,
can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And who's calling, please?
Yes, my name is Antoinetta.
Hi, Antoinetta. Am I saying that correctly? Hi, and what can I answer for you today?
Well, I am going through a difficult situation right now. And I'm not too sure what all information you need from me, but I would like to know if this person is going to step forward and contact me on their own and work things out with me.
Okay. You know, it's funny because before Kelly even picked up the song, I got a really old song, but I love this song. Like, this is one of my sister's favorite, actually. And the song lyric is, oh, 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 it's magic. Never believe that it's not so, okay? And I do feel, you know, this person will. Okay, I'm not picking up the gender or anything. For some reason, I'm getting the number 5, so that's either 5 days or 5 weeks. And the other thing I'm seeing is, I know this is a really weird image, but I'm seeing, like, you wave a magic wand and, like, all this energy comes out. So I'm getting to send out positive energy and, you know, and thoughts to, you know, for, yeah, I feel like it's a him. I'm not sure if it's a him or not.
Yes.
But for,
yes.
Okay.
It is a male, okay?
Right, for him to call you. And the other thing I need to say is.
He cannot call me because I got the phone number changed. The fight was so bad that I called my phone company and got the phone number changed.
Well, whatever it is, I feel him reaching out because I'm getting that it's not for you to reach out.
Oh,
okay?
No, I am not reaching out at all. I am not reaching out.
Again, I'm getting 5, and I don't know if that's 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, okay?
Or maybe it's July the 5th. Maybe it's the 5th day.
I really don't know, honestly, but I am getting a reach out. But, again, I just feel like you need to send out some, like, energy, you know, because I'm hearing be afraid, be very afraid. So, obviously, you know, he's afraid.
He is afraid?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, my other situation is
You know, I don't mean to cut you off, but we have other callers on the line, okay?
Yes.
And we just take one question only,
okay.
You know. If you need a reading from me, it's PamelaCummins.com. you know, and you can always get a reading there. And I also do email readings, too. Okay?
Okay. I can look you up on your website then.
Yes, please.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
She does have a $10 off special for first time clients. So it's like you can get a little discount off there.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
That's good to know. Thank you.
All righty, and thank you for calling in.
Right,
and
just a reminder to everybody, we do ask you to keep it to one question. This is not a personal reading for you. If you want that, you know, and from anybody who's on Psychics Gone Wild, you know, we ask that you get in touch with us and have a personal reading. This is just like a little sample. Like I said to Kelly last week, when you go to a grocery store, they're not going to give you a whole pie. They'll give you a little taste of the pie, and that's what what we're doing, you know?
Yep, exactly. All righty, and our next one out of the chute here is area code 570. 570, you are on live with us.
Hi, girls. Thank you for taking my call, and I enjoy listening to your show.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
And my one question is, I have my house up for sale and looking to purchase another house and going to, with my boyfriend, we're moving in, and I'm going to a lot of red tape at the bank. Could you see a clearing for me?
I do. And, you know, you're not going to like this answer, but I'm going to say what I got. I feel that you're going to finally be settled in by January. Okay.
Hooray.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, some people will be like, that's so far away. But, yeah.
No, hooray.
Yeah. It will work out. And I just want to add, because my guides are saying this, you and your boyfriend have a very good relationship, okay?
An excellent relationship.
Yeah, it just feels really good. So, yes, it will be taken care of. It's, you know, it's just the waiting, and it's funny. With that, I heard Tom Petty's song, The Waiting is the Hardest Part, and it is. Sometimes the waiting is the hardest part. You know, but
it will be the property that I'm looking at now, though, right?
I'm just hearing by January, okay?
Oh,
and what there's, you know, I'm just getting where the air is fresh and clean, and it just feels very cozy. You know, they're showing me, you know, like a hammock in the backyard and somebody laying in there, and it's just very comfortable, you know?
Yep, there's a lot of property with it.
Okay, yeah, it feels very good.
Oh, great, thank you. And I'm going to keep listening to the show, and I'll let you know in a few minutes.
Okay, great, yes,
thank
please
you.
Do,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We always like those time ones, and it's like, of course, it's really hard. I mean, you know, for people who ask the time questions, because Pamela said this many times, it's they don't always have, you know, watches over on the other side like we do. So try to get a time fix is probably the most difficult thing that people ask. And, of course, that's what everybody wants to know, because, like, when is it going to happen? It's like, in the now moment? I don't know.
And you know why it probably happened for her? Because she didn't ask when. Do you know what I know? She just wanted to know.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I never know. I had this one woman who was amazed because I got someone's name, okay? And then she expected me from them on, you know, then the next reading. And I couldn't guarantee you that. I give you what I get.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's all I can do.
Let's see. Where did I hear this old one? This is something my kids came home with in school is, you know, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
And
sometimes it's like, you know, your angels only give you so much, and it's like, that's what they gave me. And it's like, that's all you get for today. So it's like, you know, maybe in a week when, you know, situations change, it's like it'll be different. But for right now today, it's that snapshot photo.
Right. And what people need to understand is, you know, I have no control over the information. It's not like you can custom order it. And you know what? And the same thing is for me, too. If I get a reading from somebody else or they give me some messages, not for my whole life, because you know what? We have lessons to learn. And that's why they don't give the full picture.
Yeah.
And then you have
free
will,
totally
too.
Bypass that lesson. You know, how many people would choose to have something, you know, kind of negative happen? It's like, I know I would run the other direction. You know, it's like if I'm given a bridge out sign, you can bet your boots I'm probably going to turn around and go back to the pothole road. I'll take that over, you know, the bridge out any day.
Right, right. But, you know, and when I look back at my own life, okay, I find that I've learned what during the painful times, it, mm-hmm. I did learn a lot, and it did help me to grow and change, and also with the good times, too.
Right.
So everything happens the way it's supposed to, even if we don't like it. And honestly, we really don't have
yeah.
a choice.
And some things, it's like, yeah, I've heard, you know, that's kind of the things that, you know, when you've written your life plan. Of course, now some people will argue the point and say, you know, I wrote that life plan. I'm not going to change it. You know, can I change it? What if I don't like what's unfolding? It's like, can I go back and do a little rewrite, you know, in the middle of the script?
In some cases you can with free will. You know, whether you
right.
turn right or you turn left at a, you know, at a traffic
yep.
light can make all the difference. But there's certain things
yep.
that you have to accept, like a death of a loved one. You know,
right.
Somebody chooses not to marry you. The career
right.
that you really want isn't happening. There are some
yeah.
things that you have to let go of and let God.
Yeah. Or, and what I've also found out, you know, sometimes like, you know, like you say with career, sometimes it's when you put that prayer out and it's this or something better does come along that you hadn't even, you know, thought of. And it's back to, you know, a reference of, you know, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, you know, the wonderful, glorious things, you know, God has in store for us. So sometimes we can't even envision, you know, what is in our best, highest, and interest, you know, good. So, you know, when you pray that way, though, sometimes surprising things happen when you let them.
Yeah, and, you know, for some reason, James Van Praagh is coming to mind, and I saw him at Lilydale many years ago, and I've read some of his books.
Oh, cool.
And James Van Praagh wanted to go into the movies. That's not necessarily as an actor, but that's where he wanted to go. And he did not want to deal with his mediumship psychic abilities. He wanted to put that on the back burner. And, you know, that didn't happen. This is what God wanted him to do. And, you know, I guess it was his blueprint. And he did that. And he did it for many years. And then many years later, he actually got to go into the film industry. Doing,
right.
you know, doing the psychic medium work. So you never know.
Right.
You never know.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You never know what's around the river bend.
Exactly.
Something good's going to happen. Like that angels in the outfield. It's like the little character that JP, it's like something's good going to happen. You know, something good's going to happen. Maybe today. He just has such a positive attitude. We watch that. Well, we watch that for inspiration actually for softball and baseball seasons, and it's like, we got to go and go, yeah, something good's going to happen. Maybe today. But it's fun. It's a much better frame of mind to go through the day with, for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And we got 973 waiting here to...
oh, that's New Jersey. I know that area.
Ah, okay. New Jersey. 973, you're on with
us. Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks. And who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Tina from New Jersey. Thank you for having your show. I just wanted to know what you get from my boyfriend, Michael, and my awesome boyfriend, Michael, in our relationship.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said that so fast. I'm not sure. Your name is Tina or Gina?
Tina, and I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael. I'm sorry, I talk fast. You know how it is up here in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. I've been down south for 3 years now, so I'm a little slower.
Yeah, you're much slower. You know, as we think fast, move fast, we have our own language.
Okay. And what I'm getting with him is an inviting feeling, okay? I do feel that he wants to step it up, all right? But I feel like one step forward, two steps back with him, okay? I'm getting that I'm hearing the song, You Can Go Your Own Way, and I don't feel like he's saying goodbye. I'm feeling kind of like he needs to, lead his way, okay? Like if you try and, you know, force the relationship to move faster than what he is willing to do, it's not going to go, okay? I'm getting to actually go with his pace because I do get that there's a lot of love there, you know, a lot of closeness. I'm also getting that he has a lot of confusion, okay? And I know this sounds weird, but I feel like it's about, you know, his manhood. And I don't mean sexually. You know, I feel more like his role as a man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, and where his life is going, okay? And it feels like he's getting that together. But I'm also feeling like with him, he has a very inviting feeling with you, okay? I'm also hearing the song, I haven't heard the song in a long time, but it's Dance With Me, I Want to Be Your Partner, okay? So,
okay.
And, you know, now I'm hearing Carole King, Will You Lead, I Will Follow. And when I think about, like, a man, when they dance, they usually lead, okay? And really, that's what, you know, here we go back to the theme, let go and let God, okay? Let him
yeah.
lead the relationship, okay? Because you want to dance much faster than he does, okay? But I, you know, but the thing is, he, you know, Dance With Me, I Want to Be Your Partner. That's a good thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good thing. So I do feel it moving slowly, just, you know, they're so funny. I'm hearing slow ride, take it easy, and I'm also seeing you out on a canoe, okay, with no rows. You know, usually you use like a paddle or whatever, and you're just kind of floating. So that's what you need to do with the relationship. If you try and force it, honestly, I see him like back in a corner kind of huddling. All right, so don't do that. Go with the pace. And the most important thing is have fun. You know, many people forget that in a relationship, have fun. Enjoy the moment. That's really important. Okay?
Yes. Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, so I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Well, call back in and let us know. We always like the follow-up results and what goes on.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Alrighty.
Kelly, I just need to comment that, you know, when I moved down to North Carolina from New Jersey, I was kicking and screaming, okay? And, you know, I really was. I was kicking. I spent my life in New Jersey. I was kicking and screaming, you know, and now I don't think I could move back. I guess if someone bought me a house and said I'll pay the taxes, I'd probably move back, okay? I'm not stupid, all right? But it's, you know, I'm sure there's parts of North Carolina that's much busier near Raleigh, and I know Wilmington is a little bit, but even Wilmington is kind of like some certain parts
laid
of Parsippany, you know, and it's just so much laid back and slower way, and I just enjoy it more, not having to rush. And I mean, where I live now, it's the tourist season, so the store's a little busier, but I can do, like, what used to take me 2 hours of like errands takes me a half an hour down here. So
wow.
Yeah, because it's so much slower. I mean, not during the tourist season. This week, you know, 4th of July, it's going to be crazy. And Chris and I are probably just going to chill out because we know it's going to be crazy because the tourists are down here. But during when it's off tourist season, it's so laid back. And even the way and it's funny because my coach says I talk fast. But you heard the difference between me and that woman, okay? It's like, I guess, you know, I guess I'm changing a little bit. But I
adapting.
Do like the slower.
You're adapting to
yeah,
your environment.
Yeah, I'm adapting. yeah, but I do like the, you know, I do like the slower pace.
Pace.
Not in everything.
Yeah.
And and to some people down here, it's, you know, I'm real fast. But it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Wow. That is.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, I couldn't understand her.
You thought that sounds really know. I can't say anything because I'm really terrible. It's like when I get wound up, people go, what did she say? It's like we're going back. We had to listen to that 5 times in archives to understand what you said. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, I can't. Honestly, if I have a lot of coffee and mix it with chocolate, I can get very hyper. I admit it.
That's like a mocha. Oh, goodness. That's a really good dessert coffee. All righty. Let's see. And we have another one here. Area code 323. You are on live with it.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, and who's calling, please?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia, and how can I help you today?
You know, I have an interesting question. There's a guy I met 3 weeks ago. I'm not waiting, but I'm just curious. We have a strong connection, and his name is Z, and I haven't heard from him, but I'm not uptight about it. I just wanted to know what you were getting, and 'cause I picked up on him yesterday. I picked up on him energetically yesterday. I felt him thinking of me or wanting me to call him, but I'm not going to call him because that's not how I play.
Okay, and you know, and sometimes I get, sometimes I use the tarot cards, sometimes I don't, you know, sometimes I hear things. I just go with my gut and what I feel
right
to do, and when, you know, when you said your name and stuff, I pulled out a card, and it's from the Tarot of the Moon Goddess card, and I need to describe it to you, okay, because it's perfect. It's the Great Corn Mother, and it's a woman, okay, in a field with a baby on her back, planting seeds, okay? And
mm-hmm.
in the background, there's stalks of, I assume it's corn, and there's another little spot where it's opened, and it's like a star, but what that means to me is like the seed has been planted, and now it's growing, okay? And it's very symbolic of where your relationship is at. The seed has been planted, okay? And it does feel like it's going to grow, but you know, like you can't watch a pot of water. If you watch the pot of water, when's it going to boil? It doesn't.
Right.
You have to
right.
step away. And that's what it feels like happened in here. Energetically, the seeds have been planted. I do feel that he's going to come back around, okay? And I'm hearing turn around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. I don't know what song lyric it's from, but that's what I'm hearing. So I do feel like it's going to come back, and it's really weird. I heard the name Robbie, and of course that doesn't make sense to you, and I'm seeing a friend of mine, and she met this guy, and they hit it off, all right, and I think they went on a few dates, and nothing ever happened, and then one time she was uptown in New Jersey in a certain town, and he rode by and saw her and reached out, okay, and they're married, they have a couple children now, and that's what it feels like. He's going to see you, feel about you, or whatever, and reach out to you. So just keep doing what you're doing. I do feel him coming back around.
Can I say something?
There's a connection there. Yes.
I always say I planted the seed already. That's something I've done that. I know that. That's what I always say. And I met a guy. He's an older man, but through this organization. I think his name is Robbie. yesterday.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's put it this way. We know a love relationship is coming for you. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
You just,
oh, yeah.
They're so funny. They're saying you pick the best rose. You know, you go into a garden and you cut the flower that you want,
uh-huh.
and that's what it feels like you're doing. So that's just validation for you and also validation for me that I'm getting the correct information.
Thank you
that's
so much.
That's so cool. Thank you for
Thank
calling.
You.
Thank you. Alrighty. And as always, call back and let us know what your outcomes are. We always like to know this. You know, I haven't heard Birdie Bird yet.
You know, I was just about to say, was that a bird in the background? You know what he's doing right
now?
He's eating. He's eating. You know, you never know with him. If I was on radio as soon as when I first woke up in the morning, that bird just is so happy. It's like, it's morning, I'm going to be fed, I'm happy to be alive. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I'm going to be fed. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And you know who gets him going is my boyfriend, and he has the most fun. He likes to whistle and do Donald Duck and make all kinds of noises. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes he does it when we're right, when we're... Yeah. Oh, yeah, he loves Chris. And sometimes Chris will do it, like, right before we're getting ready to go to sleep, and he gets Birdie Bird all round up. And I'm like, will you stop? You know? It's like,
He'll for the next 30 minutes.
Right. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. He's like, you're talking
there
he
goes.
About me.
Oh, you heard her. You were missing me. Yes, we were. It's like, now I'm done feeding my face, so I can whistle now. All right. Our next person here is a Skype caller, and Nakota Wayshower, it's like, is about to be on live with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And is it Lakota?
No, it's Nakota.
Nakota.
Okay. Nikota. Okay, that's very pretty.
That's my phone. Sorry.
And what is your question today?
I'd like actually sort of like just a little bit of validation on the direction of my work, please. If there's anything more coming in for it.
Okay, on your work direction, right? And I'm hearing the song by Patti LaBelle, On My Own, okay? And what that means to me is that it feels like you need some kind of work where you know, either you're self-employed or you have a lot of freedom, okay? That's what I'm getting.
I am self-employed, yeah.
Okay, all right, then, yes. Then that feels the right direction, okay? The other thing I got, okay, and is, I don't know how to say this exactly, you need to really value and appreciate what you do, okay? That's what I'm getting. That will help it grow, okay? Because the image I got was of a waitress, okay, and, you know, who's waiting on people, okay, but is not ready to take the next step up in her career, okay? And that's what it feels like. It feels like you're ready to grow. So validate yourself. The other thing I'm hearing is listen to your heart. So listen to your heart exactly the direction that you want to go. And I am seeing a lot of flowers in bloom, so it does feel like your business is getting ready to bloom. I hope that makes sense.
Lovely.
Okay,
lovely.
Good. You understand, because I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting. But sometimes it's better that way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
And the other thing, they're ending with the song, and it's actually a good song. Lyric is the OJ's going money, 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 money. So. Oh, hey, abundance is a good thing. You know, money, you know, I recently saw, and I actually tweeted it on Twitter because I loved it, where it said, lack of money is the root of all evil. Okay?
Yeah.
And that made a lot of sense, because that's when people get greedy, when they steal, when they hurt other people. Money really is just energy.
Yes,
that's all it is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
so,
totally
yeah.
Agree. That makes a lot of sense, because I am actually a healer, and I actually do teleconferences and all that as well. So it makes a lot of sense of what you've just said to me.
Good, good. Now, that's important that you understand it.
Yeah.
You know. And Kelly, there you go. You got Birdie Bird all wound up.
I just asked. It was responded to the question, that was all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they say animals aren't that smart, but I swear, you know, they say birds' brains aren't that big, but you know what? I think they use all their brains, where us humans don't. So that says a lot.
I think animals are a lot more intuitive than we are sometimes. They really do.
Oh, yeah. They are, definitely.
Hear things,
yes. Yes.
They hear and see things we don't.
Exactly.
Oh, they do. They do, definitely.
Yeah, so I hope that helps, you know. And I just want to say blessings to your business. May it grow and grow, because it does take a lot of courage to be self-employed. It really does.
It really does.
People don't understand how much self-esteem and courage you need, because, you know, you're living, you know, but you're really letting go and letting God to take care of all your needs.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
I actually have a tune that popped there. It's like from Out of the Sound of Music. Remember when they sang Edelweiss, you know? Edelweiss, I can't remember all, but it's like, you know, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, you know, bloom and grow forever. Mm-hmm. So it's like... It's a beautiful song.
That is one of my favorite songs that I grew up with. That is actually Edelweiss.
Wow.
There you go, Kelly. She's not psychic. I'm being sarcastic.
I quit saying that. I quit being in denial. I got out of the river in Egypt. I did. I'm sorry.
Good.
Drying off on the land. No, it's all right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you
very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
And call back. call back in and, you know, let us know how it goes and, you know, how the summer goes in the fall. It's like, you know, you never know. Never know what's going to happen. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But you can make the best out of what you do, you know.
Yes,
oh, golly.
I will do. I'll definitely come back to you. Blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye. Oh, golly. Yeah, one of my favorite ones too is, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade and open a stand and make a profit. You know?
Right.
It can
exactly.
be.
Exactly. It can be. It
oh,
certainly
yeah.
can be.
All righty. Well, golly. Now we got to... Oops. Oh, yeah. All right. It's time, drum roll here, for our the book giveaway. So Pamela's going to get to congratulate whoever it is here in our queue. And I'm simply doing the, you know, the little square paper moment and going, mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm not looking. You know, it's like, stir it around, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, pick the number out. And the number is lucky four today. So our fourth person in there is 1, 2, 3, Misty. Misty M, guess what? You got Pamela's book today.
Wow. Okay, is that our Misty from Facebook?
That's our Misty. Yeah, that's our Misty who comes in and posts for us. So it's like, guess what? You got a freebie.
Good. Good. Awesome. And Misty, please leave a review for me. You know?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I always like reviews, okay? That's
nice.
Important. Because you know what? When you go on, you know, a website and you want to purchase something, don't you always look at the reviews?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, you know, if there's any posted, and it's nice to have some that are posted. Now, how does she post reviews? You know, it's like, just FYI for the rest of us. It's like, how do you post reviews?
Well, you know,
I'm going to buy the book and read it.
Well, let's put it this way. In Smashwords, okay, you need to have purchased the book. In Amazon, actually, you need an account, but you don't necessarily have to purchase the item, which is kind of strange. Which is kind of strange,
wow.
But that's the way, you know, Amazon does it. I guess Amazon is so huge, they probably couldn't do that, but Smashwords doesn't work that way, you know.
Right.
It doesn't, so. And, you know, it's funny because I had got, when I went to the Doreen Virtue workshop, I got her angel tarot cards, okay,
mm-hmm.
Which actually a client had given me, but so I had a second deck. I gave the first deck to my sister, and I have very tiny hands. My hands can fit into a child's glove, okay? They're so tiny. All right.
I'm 5'2" soaking wet. No.
Yeah, I'm 5'2", you know, and
I'm a blue.
Yeah, I'm five. Yeah, five, eyes are green actually.
Five
but
foot
two,
eyes are blue. Okay, green. Okay, well, fine. We'll have to change
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, hazel. So I guess it depends on the day. And but what really cracked me up is, you know, I said, well, I want to give it a review because I really love these cards. Okay, and I was reading some of the reviews, and they were saying how big the cards were. And I use these round cards, and I have very little hands, and I didn't think the cards were very big. They were saying it was hard to shuffle, and I just cracked up. And I even mentioned, you know, my hands are so tiny, and I can, you know, use these cards. You know, I was thinking, my God. Yeah, it was kind of weird, but you never know what people are going to complain about.
Wow.
You just never know. I mean, people are amazing. And Jody, you remember you listened to her show, Jody? Some woman, now, for this, you know, she does have, you know, a potty mouth. She admits it, okay? And this one book that she wrote about men, she uses a lot of potty words, all right? And one woman said she liked the information.
Words. I'm going, I didn't really hear, you know, of course, in what I got to listen to. I didn't really notice that. It's like, she's very biologically correct.
Yeah, well, you haven't read, and her name is Jody Ambrose, for anyone who's listening. You haven't watched her, read her blog. She, you know, didn't use things that she would say. But she's
uh-huh.
really funny, and she gives a lot of good information in her book. And this was, you know, for her book on written for men. And the woman was like, oh, the information was very good, but did you have to use those words, right? And so she didn't give her the best review. And what was really funny is all these other people were, like, kind of going backlashing at this woman. And even a woman who was a grandmother, I forget how old she was saying, those words weren't that bad. It was hysterical. It's like they were having a battle on the Amazon.
Wow.
You know, and you also have to admit that opinions vary when it comes to certain things. So when you, I know that sometimes when you, like on Netflix, the ratings too, something that I think is great, somebody's not going to think, you know, a certain movie is good. So,
yeah.
But people do value those.
Right. I was going to say, I think one of the most, and I can't remember if it was you told me about it or somebody else, but there was somewhere, and maybe it was a review I read, and it's like, I thought it was kind of a horrible review for this book. I mean, I don't remember, you know, because I was just kind of like, you know, scanning, because I do like books. That's the Aquarius in me. And somebody had bought the book, and the review they left was, they said, well, I bought this book. I don't really believe in this stuff, but it's for a friend. And I'm like going, what kind of a review was that? It's like, holy moly. It's like, okay, you were very nice. You bought this as a gift for your friend. It's like, you know, you don't believe in it, but, you know, you were open-minded enough to get it for your friend so they could read it. It's like, very nice. But it's like, how does this help the author? You know, it's like, golly. You know, and then I think we got to laugh about that. And it's like, I think some of the other people, you know, said, I'm going to go give that a review. It's like, because we read it and it was really good. It's like a good plan, you know.
Right.
You know, oh, goodness.
And you have to take it with a grain of salt. Laura Pepper Wu, who writes a lot of books on self-publishing, okay, she gives a lot of good advice. And one woman complained because she didn't give enough information on this certain thing, like about, you know, buying ads to market your book. And she was complaining, you know, and basically Laura was like, here's an option. You can do this, you know, if you choose to. Okay. And she gave links and stuff like that. And the woman was like, well, you know, you waste a lot of money, and she didn't give enough information. And this is kind of like a how-to book, giving you different information and, you know, other things, you know, and the links if you're interested, like in this. Okay. Because it was like 77 ways to, you know, self-publish your book, or, you know, to get your book marketed or whatever. I forget the exact name. Okay. And, you know, she wasn't going to elaborate in each 77 ways, like, you know, like it would have been 77 chapters and nobody would have ever bought the book.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, so people are really picky, and then, you know, different strokes for different folks too.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So, but, you know, but reviews are important. Like, for instance, like, it's funny because I'm thinking of my cats when it came to, like, flea stuff, okay? And when I, you know, and when a certain product, and you have, like, all these reviews, and when, like, you know, 25 people say, this stuff doesn't work, you know, I'm not going to buy it. You know, because I remember, and I actually ended up going to the vet and giving Revolution, because everything I tried, even Advantage, didn't work, because down in North Carolina, these fleas, I have never... In New Jersey, I never
sand
went
fleas?
To. It's just
like
regular
fleas. Right?
I don't know if it's sand fleas or just fleas. I mean, you walk outside, these fleas will go on your pant leg, so, and to go for a ride, and, you know, so they can come in your house. You know, seriously, I was like amazed.
Makes me want to go bare legged so you can see him crawl and then get rid of him, right? Oh my goodness.
It's just amazing. I never had those kind of problems in New Jersey, and even like the mosquitoes. I think it's because honestly, it's much cleaner where in the area I live. And even the mosquitoes, one year, I remember it got really bad. There was a lot of rain, and I was in my car, and I'm driving, and the mosquitoes were in the car biting my ankles as I'm driving.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The
non-volatile
I can't, you know, I'm driving. I can't smack them away. You know,
no,
when
I really did. That's, talk about your driving distractions. That's worse than kids screaming in the back seat.
Oh yeah. It was just, you know, for just it was
wow.
like a few weeks. Mosquitoes really bad. But then again,
yeah.
when I first moved down here, I'm like, what's all over my windshield? And then I realized it was
bugs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we got another caller for you here. Got Erica.
You don't want to hear about mosquitoes? I'm kidding.
I'm going, shh. It's like they haven't come out here yet. You know, it's like I'm trying to be really quiet because we don't want them to. We're focusing that they're going to go someplace else. You know, of course, it's been really dry. Misty had messaged me earlier and said there was like 10,000 acres burned last night over on the Oregon side. The hills were alive with the sight of fire last night, and the sky was
oh,
orange.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was amazing. It was, and then there was the wind that went with it. There was this big, you know, dust thing, and it's like we were out there. Like, of course, the kids and I, it's like, you know, we're driving across the Oregon border, going, wow, let's go see the fire. You know, this is a small town. It got so bad. It's like the wind was blowing, and in snow, I'd call it a whiteout. I don't know what to call it when it's dust. There was so much dust blew across. We had to stop literally for about a minute while the dust blew, and we couldn't see the road. It's like it was almost like a desert sandstorm. It was bad. And then
on
top of that one, the 60-foot tree that was in past tense was in my daughter and son-in-law's front yard, blew over. And this is like one of those thank you God moments. If it had gone 3 foot further to the left, it had taken out their east wall. And if it had gone 3 foot further to the right, it would have taken out the neighbor's west wall. So it fell like
wow.
almost directly down the fence line, which is like, thank you, God, it's good lumberjack, you know, whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was definitely an angel taken care of. But I know,
yeah.
you know, it's
yeah.
so weird that it's so dry out there, but I know why, because all the rain has been on the East Coast. I mean, it rained like, for days. So,
come
I mean, today
here.
Was...
We'll
But today's sunny, at least in North Carolina. I was like, oh, thank God, I can go for a walk.
Well, you can go for a walk. It's called, you know, singing in the rain. It's like put on your, you know, get your umbrella, get your galoshes, and go sing in the rain. It's like, you know
I started doing that yesterday, and it was sprinkling, and something said, you know, you better turn around, and I turned around, and it downpoured. So, you know.
But you know what? Rain is actually good because it brings negative ions down to the atmosphere, and rain actually makes us feel good. You know, so it's like it's the winds and stuff that blow that bring in positive ions that are poisonous for us in the atmosphere. You know, atmospherically speaking. But going out in the rain, my kids go out now, and it's like they dance in the rain. Literally, it's like they'll come in just drenched and go, "Oh, we feel so good." And I'm going, I remember I used to do that, and it's like I don't want to anymore unless I can have a hot shower right away.
Yeah.
But it's been really hot here too.
Yeah.
Oh
everywhere.
Goodness.
We better get to the caller.
Yeah. Area code 847. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and
no
who's
problem.
Calling, please.
Okay, I can ask a psychic question, right? I just tuned in.
Oh yeah. Oh definitely. Yep.
Okay. Do you see me having to move?
What is your first name, please?
Jill.
Jill?
Yes.
Okay, and for some reason I feel like you don't want to, but I'm getting yes, okay? I am getting yes, and I am getting that it is for your highest good, okay?
Where I have nowhere to go.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling that there is somewhere for you to go, okay? I'm definitely getting that there is somewhere for you to go, and again, I'm getting it's for your highest good. Okay, and they're also saying organization.
Meaning?
Okay. Meaning organize, you know, organize your stuff, okay? You pack what you want, what you don't want, and also, you know, looking for some place. Because I do feel that if there is some place to go. I'm just getting that it's for your highest good.
When do you see me having to move?
They're only saying soon, very soon. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not getting when.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pack your boxes and be ready. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know that was not the answer she wanted to hear, but that's what I was getting. Hey, but you know what? And I should have said this to her. I don't know if she's still listening, but how I said
yeah,
I was
okay.
kicking and I was kicking and
screaming.
You
were kicking and screaming because you
to move down to North Carolina, and it turned out to be the best thing that I ever did. Nothing against New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl. I'll always be a Jersey girl. But it was time. It was, you know, I needed that move in order to, you know, I guess it was for my highest good. At the time, it didn't feel like it. But now I can reflect and look back. You know,
yeah,
I remember.
This is one of those really curiosity questions. It's like, normally I remember people by their cards. It's like, just real quick, tell me what your month and day is, because I'm just gonna do something really curiously here.
Okay, October 3rd.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Six of diamonds. So I'm gonna look at your six of diamonds. Do you remember what year it was when that move occurred?
Well, it was 3 years. It would be 3 years ago in August. So it had to have been 2010, because it's 2013.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. Okay. So how old were you then when it happened?
Okay. I'm 50 now. So I was
47.
Yeah, 47.
Okay. So yeah, there was a. I don't know. That's really interesting. I just because. What I'm doing is going back. I mean, I like to do these just for the heck of it, to go back and see, you know, what was going on, you know, in the cards in your lifetime at that point in time. And you had, interestingly enough, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You had 7 cards in the hearts. You had a 4 of hearts, which is stability, 10 of hearts, which is you know, kind of like blessings in, you know, surrounding your circle there. You had the 3 of hearts, which was a changeability. You had a 2 of hearts for companionship, or, you know, doing things in tandem with a partner. You had a king of hearts for mastery, mastering your emotions. Then you had the 6 of hearts, which was like finding your destined, your honest to goodness destined, you know, what you were supposed to do in life thing. And then the queen of hearts for marriage. So all those things were happening. In addition, I was like, that was kind of, you know, going on in, you know, in that year. Some of the other stuff that went with it, let's see, you had a jack of spades, you had a king of spades, and the king of spades doesn't come up real often in people's readings, but that was the king of spades. When it shows up, it means you are being like the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny. And the jack would be like, you know, considered the first mate to that. And also you had the queen of spades. Now, that would have been a good poker hand.
Yes, it would have.
Mastering your emotions. So it's like, oh, that was. And then you had the overall one for that year. Your long range was a jack of clubs. So, and that was about, you know, stepping out, learning new things, and, you know, really becoming, you know, that you know, kind of like the jack of all trades, but, you know, really stepping out and doing stuff. You also had a jack of diamonds, a 9 of diamonds, so it was like ending of one type of financial thing and kind of like, you know, beginning and new beginnings in another financial thing. And it also gave you the 10 of diamonds, which was the blessed card, you know, for your finances, and that was in Jupiter. So it's like, yeah, it's like, it's funny because, you know, you can look back and go, wow, that was probably the best thing you ever did in terms of relationship, of finding your path and, you know, getting your finances together. True.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That is so cool. That is so cool.
I love history.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, and that's what I hope for. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, the lady who just called, you know.
It was Jill.
That's right. You're right. It was Jill. You're much better with names than I am, but.
I'm cheating. I'm looking in the chat room.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just saying that it is for her highest good, although it doesn't feel like it right now.
Feel like it in the moment, yeah.
No, but it is. And, you know, sometimes we don't see how. And I ended up moving in with my sister, which was the last thing I wanted to do. But it was, you know, it was the best
thing. It worked out.
And, yeah, it worked out. And for me, you know, my sister had at the time, I think, been down here 15, 16 years. And now that I'm living down here, I didn't realize how much I missed her until I was down here. Yeah. And now she lives 4 miles down the road. So, which
that's
is nice.
That makes visiting so much easier. Yeah.
It does. Unfortunately.
They own and run that pizzeria or something or other. It's like, I know they, I remember they have something in a restaurant, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was about to say, unfortunately, they're always at the pizzeria. So, Kelly, I'm going to head off in a few minutes because I need to get ready for my next show, and I guess you're going to be doing those cards?
I am
for
a
people?
Psychic, and what I actually do here is when I have no callers, as you know, we don't have anybody in the queue right now. Hint, hint for anybody who would like to.
I was just about to suggest that maybe Jill should get a destiny card reading. You know?
I really wanted to see what was in there, you know, in that for her, because I'm, you know, it's like I was sitting there going, well, she's either got a 5 for relocation, she might have a 9 for, you know, something coming to an end, you know, but it's like anytime people get 9s in their readings, it's, you know, it's about, you know, graduations, it's about, you know, if one door closes, another door opens, you know, and it's like, and it's nice to see what it's opening to. But
right.
In lieu of that, people will be listening to, I got this Llewellyn's The Moon Sign book, which is really a cool book. And what it does is gardening by the moon. So I've been doing little horticulture projects because it's planning and timing your events, you know, by the sign of the moon. I've also been doing a little bit with the Chinese horoscopes. And like, you know, this is year of the snake. I didn't get to finish doing all that. So in lieu of, you know, callers, it's like if you guys don't want to hear me doing this, it's like call in, because otherwise you're going to hear about some Chinese horoscopes and what to do in the light of the shiny moon. Yeah.
No, I really, really suggest. And I just want to remind people, my website is PamelaCummins.com, CUMMINS.com, and I do have that special, the coupon in Smashwords for 75% off my ebook, which is a great
cool.
deal. You know, and
okay.
again,
yeah.
it says for the whole month of July, and it's only July 2nd, and I haven't decided. I'm a Libra. I'm undecided. Should I do it for the whole month? Should I? Because they did say you can opt out at any time. So I'm like, well, I'll just go and see how it goes. You know,
okay.
let go and let God, as I said earlier, and, you know, and to
right.
listen to my show. And, again, I would suggest people call in and get the destiny card reading, you know. So I don't know. You know what, Kelly? As a matter of fact, no, you don't have any callers?
Actually, I do, and it's like this person
okay.
called in earlier, and it's like, and I would like you to take his, because I never get a lot for this one. It's like, and he is you know, he is someone that he usually has something different to ask each time, a different aspect of it. So I'm actually going to have you talk to him really quick.
Okay.
And let's see, this is 1442. You are on. Oh, whoop, and he grabbed off rats. However, 469 is on, so guess what? You're going to get a little bit of Pamela. It's the same thing spinning. There we go. You're on.
Hi.
Hi. And
this is LaChandra.
I'm sorry, what is the name?
My name is LaChandra.
Hi, LaChandra, and how can I help you today?
Okay. I was working 2 full-time jobs. I worked one from like 11 at night to 7:30 in the morning. And then I worked from, I had 30 minutes to get from one job to the next, so I worked from the other one from 8 to 5 in the evening. I just quit the day job, the 8 to 5, because I didn't like the environment and I didn't like the pay. So
right.
I went on a job interview last Thursday to replace this job for my day job. And I'm just wondering, it starts Monday, which is the 8th. I haven't heard anything, but I talked to the woman this morning in HR, and she told me that I'll know something by today or tomorrow. And I'm basically just trying to see, am I going to get the job to replace the one I just quit today?
Okay, and what I'm getting, I can't guarantee it's exactly this job. But what I am getting is a new job that feels much better, higher pay, better environment, okay? So you know better than I do if that's the interview you went on. It just feels, it feels good, okay?
Yeah, that's
it feels
the only
good.
Job that I, that's the only one that I've interviewed that I've been to.
Okay. Again, it just feels good. It feels like you work hard, but you also, but it's also laid back. If that makes any sense, okay?
It's distressing, so I can understand why it would be laid back, because that's the kind of work that I do for my overnight job. I work dispatching, and
okay.
It's for a security company, and I love it because it's laid back, and it's at my own pace, basically. And the job that I applied to last Thursday and went on an interview is a dispatching job, but it's for a cable company. And so the job that I was doing, it was really stressful, dealing with, you know, customer care for 65 and older Medicare. And the pay that I was getting was not matching what, you know, all the work that there was required for the position.
Right. And again, the job I feel coming just feels like it's, you know, it's a good work environment. It's hard work. You will be working. It's laid back, and it's more money.
Okay. But,
yeah,
so I will have two jobs.
And it's funny, they said if you choose, yes. Okay. If you choose to have, okay?
Okay, well, I just want two jobs. I don't know why it's just a habit now. I don't know. But, okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, thank you. And this was so ironic because the other caller called back in, and I think they must be having trouble with Skype because we got him and then we lost him. It's like, but there is one other real quick question. There is this is from Key KEA Key Hypnosis, and it just they'd like to know what is the outlook for my hypnotherapy practice.
I'm hearing it's beginning, okay, and it's blooming, all right. And I know this sounds weird, but I'm going to say it anyhow, to ask the goddess Kuan Yin to be with this practice, okay? That's the goddess of compassion, all right? But for some reason, and I know they're saying prosperity, and really that's not what Kuan Yin is about, but I'm just feeling if they get Kuan Yin to come in there with the compassion, the prosperity will come, all right? And I'm also hearing, I don't know what song it comes, Step by Step, and Patience. The other thing I'm seeing is essential oils. You know, I think it's Living Young. I forget that name. That doesn't necessarily mean that, but what that means to me is besides the practice to have something else to supplement that. Okay, so whatever that something else is, that's what I'm being shown. And again, step by step, you know. And the last word they're saying is that horrible P word, patience.
Patience.
You know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody hates that word. I hate that word. You know, in fact, I learned a long time ago not to pray for patience because you will get the longest line. You will be, you know, at the bank. You'll be put on hold. Yeah, but that's what I'm getting, you know.
With
Bell, and the
3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And they're also saying, believe and you shall receive, okay? That's really important, okay? So, you know, it's the law kind of manifestation. You know, if you believe it's going to be a crappy day, most likely you're going to get a crappy day.
You're going to
manifest
that, right?
Yeah.
Here's a little addition. It's like, now this is really funny because the rest of that sentence, you know, the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story says they have been working with Kuan Yin lately. So I'm like, wow,
okay.
That's pretty cool.
All right. All right.
Oh, goodness.
That is so funny. So, Bath anyhow,
flower
Kelly,
remedies or something like that. You got to get going. Yeah, you got to jump off of here.
I want to finish my lunch for one thing.
Yes.
I'm halfway done. You know, and I think you could take.
You go, well.
Yeah.
Can
oh,
we
yeah.
have some, please? It looks so good.
Actually, it is their feeding time, honestly. So, you know. Rhiannon, especially.
Oh,
so she'll want something. Alrighty.
Alrighty.
So I will talk to you next Tuesday. All right.
Okay. Oh, wait. I got one last one here. Oh, please. 770. This will be, I promise. This will be your last quick one. Your last quick question. Pamela was about to bail out of us on cyberspace. It's like you got her quick.
Hi, Pamela. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Maddie from Georgia. Pamela, I want to know, what can you tell me about my friend Betty?
Oh, hey, I'm hearing you're up and you're down and you're in and you're out. and I'm seeing, you know, I'm going around in circles and I'm feeling really dizzy. Wow, mm-hmm. I'm echoing.
Oh.
So what that means to me is she's off balance. She's ungrounded right now. Does that
I
make
mean,
sense
my
to
ass
you?
Is. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, does that make it sense to you?
Kind of, sort of. You know, she's a Buddhism. She's a Buddhist, and so I noticed a couple of times, even this is the second time today, she's teaching me about chanting, and she's been doing it for 29 years, and I thought, and she would say, she made a little statement some time ago that she knows a friend that is a acupuncturist and all into that kind of work, and she say she's weird too. And it made me feel like she was pointing at me. And today she said, I mentioned something to her about my trance that I went into yesterday, and it kind of frightened me, the message that I got. And she said, she mentioned something to the fact that I had a mental illness energy. So she didn't actually come out and say it, but in her conversation she pointed at me, like, in that respect. And I said, and I was thinking about it, and I said, is she kind of calling me weird and mentally ill, or is she talking about herself?
I'm feeling she's the one who's off balance and ungrounded, okay?
Yeah.
That's exactly, I had no idea why I was getting it, but basically she's projecting her stuff onto you, okay?
Yes.
And what they're saying right now is to cut the ties, and what that means to me, if you're not comfortable, you know, putting some distance, to at least, you know, energetically cut the cords from her, you know, go into meditation and cut the cords.
Okay. Yeah, I had said I was going to start maybe, because she doesn't live where I live. She lives about 2.5 hours away, really. And I thought, well, I don't see her, and I will talk to her occasionally, but I just keep it that way occasionally.
Yeah. She's the one who's feeling off-centered right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not feeling any mental illness around you. The only thing they're saying is to clear your energy. That's what I'm getting, clear your energy.
I can use sage, right?
You can use sage or whatever feels right, or just, you know, ask the angels to, you know, balance your chakras. Whatever feels right to you. Light a white candle. But I am getting to clear your energy.
Okay, well, I have some white sage and I have some incense. I mean, some frankincense.
Okay.
And will lavender help?
Of course, lavender is very good. And the other thing, too, is you can take a bath, like in, you know, salts, Epsom salt, or regular, you know, bath salts, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're so right.
Yeah, and the other thing they're saying is to make sure after the bath, you know, is to make sure you rinse off. Do a quick rinse off. All right?
A quick rinse off, yeah. Because I'm happy you said that, because I mean, I've been meaning to take a bath in some hip salt with some salt. But I suspect it's hard to find that hip salt.
Right. Wow. Well, sometimes Epsom salt works just as well too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good sea salt that you can actually find in the in a grocery store. It's like Morton salt, and it's Morton sea salt, and it's kosher and everything. So it's like it's a really good one to use, you know, for cleansing, for baths, for laundry, for all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, I had wanted to use. I'm glad you said I could find it in the grocery store, because I do when I do take a short bath, which I haven't done in a long time. Not, you know, a long time. It's been a few years. And I was thinking, and someone had mentioned hip salt to me, to take that with, take the salt and the hip salt together. And that would clear the negative.
Right. A lot of times it's intention, too.
Right.
You know, it's intention.
And the really nice thing is like, I was just actually having this kind of discussion with somebody the other day.
because somebody we were, you know, cleansing stuff with. I said, you know, how often do you eat? How often do you go to the bathroom? How often do you, you know, clean your body every day? It's like you can just as easily, when you get into the shower, morning, night, whenever it is, you can do an aura shower and cleanse your aura and your, you know, your energy being at the same time that you're soaping off and cleansing your physical being, and just doing it with intent and letting letting your troubles run down the drain, so to speak, you know?
Right. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Multitasking for a busy world.
Yeah, that was a mantra that I did for years when I would get in the shower to help protect and clear. But okay. You know, from India. But you know, I probably have to learn how to do it over again. You're so right. So many. It's so simple. You're so simple. It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing hard about it. It's just a matter of doing it.
Being
but
conscious.
I really wanted to try the hip stop with the salt. And
That sounds cool. It sounds interesting. I've heard about that. I can't remember what exactly the essence was, but I think that's almost like a box fire remedy or something like that. But yeah. All righty.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got it.
So you go away, but you say that my friend Betty, her energy is unbalanced, not mine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
There's an old bit.
But I'm glad I didn't get angry.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people don't want to look at themselves, so they'll reflect it. You know, we're like their mirror, so they'll reflect it back onto us. And it's funny with that, I'm hearing what an old boyfriend used to say to me. This is a real old boyfriend. It's because of you that I duh, you know. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, really? Thank you for giving me so much power in your life. I'm impressed. Thank you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Got an old Quaker saying for you, though, on this notice is two Quakers were you know, or, you know, pick your favorite, you know, old time, whatever. And one gentleman says, the other says, you know, I think everyone is a bit queer except me and thee, and sometimes I'm not quite so certain about these. It can happen. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay.
You guys have a happy holiday.
You too.
The 4th of July and fireworks. I don't know how that's going to be in other areas, but we're so dry out here, it's like, I don't know if they'll allow us to light a fire out here. Oh, goodness. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Pamela. Now you can really escape.
Okay.
We got 8 minutes left. I can easily do this one.
Yes, you can do 8 minutes. All right. I'm going to finish my lunch, feed the kitties, and I will see everybody at 8 p.m. Eastern time if you want to go for my Love Channel show. So
there you go.
Okay,
I will try and come in. If you open chat, I will try to come in and help you do chat. It's like I will set my alarm so I do that, because I do have evenings free now. It's so nice.
Okay.
Not that
great.
I really appreciate my daughter's softball, but, you know, it's like, after like a 10-day tournament, you kind of go, I think I'm softballed out till next year. I'm so glad
I can
afford. You know? It was a lot of going. Oh, goodness. All righty. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
You too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And for the next year, just a few minutes, what we're looking at is the July moon table. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd. The moon sign is in Taurus. It's an earth sign. In nature, it's a semi-fruitful sign, and it's also, we're in the fourth phase, which is in the waning phase of the moon. So we're coming from the full moon down to the new moon. So this is always usually a time in the waning moon is to, you know, get rid of things. It's a time, you know, if you want to, you know, either get people out of your life, get habits out of your life, you know, those kind of things. It's a good time to be doing that. And just kind of looking up and seeing what it has on here for planting and all that, because in the fruitful signs, it's sometimes a good time to plant, but I'm kind of thinking, maybe not so much, you know, if it's in the waning bit, but let's see what it says. Okay, let's see. Let's get current here from July 1st to July 4th. Okay, it's in the sign of Taurus. The activity is to plant potatoes and tubers, which would be like root vegetables. Trim to retard growth. So now is a great time to mow your lawn, okay? So if you don't want your grass to grow a lot, it's like mow it now.
Then starting July 4th at, and all these times, bear in mind, are Eastern, you know, like Eastern Seaboard time. So at 5:21 in the morning, it goes into Gemini, and that is it's more of a barren sign, and it's there till July 6th until 6:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the activity in the Gemini moon is to cultivate, destroy weeds and pests, harvest fruits and root crops for food, and trim to retard growth. A lot of times they'll say to that do that harvesting, you know, for your fruits and root crops. They keep better in a barren sign because they don't get, I don't know, they tend not to mold. If you actually harvest your certain crops in a, like a water sign, they will actually go bad. And, you know, people have done these experiments. I keep experimenting with this, and it's like every time I find out one of those little truisms, I go, dang, they're right. It's really amazing. And then from July 6th at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to July 8th at 3:14 in the morning, I don't know who's up that early because I try to sleep, again, it's in the fourth quarter. It's in the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign. And the activity there is to plant biennials, perennials, bulbs, and roots, also to prune, irrigate, and to use organic fertilizer. Oh, and then we have, if you are having a mold problem in your yard, it says molds do not like fennel. That's F-E-N-N-E-L. Of course, I've seen fennel. You can make fennel tea as a weight loss tea. They used to use that back in the Roman times. So apparently molds do not like fennel. They will not cross a line of fennel plants. Plus, the dwarf varieties make an attractive border. And that was given as a hot tip from Jen in Missouri. Let's see here. What else have we got going? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I only got 3 minutes. Okay. I was also going to try to finish some of the information because we started out the other day on the year of the snake, because that's what we are currently in, is that snake year. And we got into the lady snake. Okay, let's see. Nope, not the dragon. Come on. Let's see. The dragon is the yang sign. There we go. And dragons, okay, there we go. The snake sign, okay. And it talks about, it says, mine is the wisdom of the ages. Oh, these are really cool glyphs that they have. And I wish there was some way for us to post those on, but it's really neat. But it says, mine is the wisdom of the ages. I hold the key to the mysteries of life. Casting my seeds on fertile ground, I nurture them with constancy and purpose. My sights are fixed, my gaze unchanging, unyielding, inexorable, and deep. I advance with steady, unslacked gait, the solid earth beneath me. I am the snake. And, of course, I can say that the year cycle there actually started February 10th of this year, 2013, and it goes to January 30th of 2014. And this is the year of the water snake, and the polarity with that is a negative polarity this year. So children born in this year will have certain attributes. Talks about the snake child. The snake child is a complex personality, quiet, alert, and intelligent. They will possess a serious nature and be inclined to be particular. Being the worrying type, they will assume a pensive outlook on life. They are studious and hardworking in school, likely to be the teacher's pet. Do not spoil them, though. The snake child is all too well aware of their charms. They can be sulky, vindictive, and temperamental when not given their way, although secretive and brooding by nature. This child will be able to discipline themselves. They make up their mind easily about what they want, and they'll be very practical about setting their goals. You will not find them reaching for something they know is unattainable. You need to let them watch The Secret, though. Persistent, realistic, and unrelenting, they will stick to a task until they master it. Besides their natural aptitude for learning and a high IQ, this child has the ability to keep their own counsel. They will not interfere with others and would prefer others to mind their own business, too. This is so funny because my older daughter is a snake child, as is her husband. It's very ironic. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to run out of this one. 90 seconds. Okay, well, careful and attentive. They know how to keep themselves out of trouble. Yeah. They may not be very outgoing, but they make long and lasting friendships. Observant and calculating, they tend to check out all their options before making any moves. A capable and meticulous planner, this child excels as a leader, as they will use their powers wisely and fairly. Other children will look up to and support them. However, sometimes they could have ulterior motives for some of their actions. They're so intent on being first that they may not care what they have to do in order to remain in control and be number one. We see this in the school lunch lines, never mind. His many talents and natural abilities will make them vastly sought after, but they'll also be the object of jealousy and sometimes vicious lies. They need to learn to live with criticism and the other risks that come from being among the elite. Their reticent character makes them hide the pain, but they're likely to hold grudges for a long time. Don't hurt their feelings. They're often misunderstood because they refuse or fail to explain themselves properly. The lines of communication with others are sometimes poorly connected, especially if they're super secretive and super sensitive to criticism. Whatever happens, the snake child will always be able to fend for themselves. In life, they know precisely how to use people and situations to their best advantage. There will be no holding them back. They're destined for fame and fortune, even if it's going to be in the best firm in the valley. All right. And we are going to jump off here today, and it's like, yep, they're giving us a yellow sign. So thank you guys for playing along and being with us today, and have an awesome day.